Today is Tuesday, January 14th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I feel so accomplished today because I worked, of course. I mean, as you do, you always work first before you get anything accomplished. And then what I did is I came back to we watched Star Wars. This was my third time because the company decided they were going to take us to see Star Wars, you know, to, I don't know, reward us for good behavior or something. And so they took us to Star Wars last week in Bentonville, where I work, at the office that I work at. But, you know, because my team is split between Arkansas and California, and I'm in California this week, today was the day for the California office to go to Star Wars. And I thought about not going, but a bunch of my team members were like, oh, you should go, Adam, you know, and I thought, well, I should do it because, you know, I'm part of the team and team building and all that kind of stuff. And so anyway, I went. So this morning I worked, and then we did some planning, yada yada, and then went to the movie, and then went back to the office and worked until 6:30, I think, in the evening, or 6 in the evening, I think it was. And then we came back. I'm being the driver, so myself and my coworker came back to the hotel, and I decided, well, I'm going to have a snack because I had a very light lunch. And I had a little bit of a snack in my kitchen, my little kitchenette here. And then I decided I was going to practice my trumpet because I brought my pocket trumpet with me, my brand new pocket trumpet that I did not get on, what's that? Fort Trough. I did not get it at Fort Trough. I got it at a music. Well, actually, I got it on Amazon, to be honest. But anyway, it's a pocket trumpet. You can look it up. And I decided I was going to practice every night while I was here because I'm all by myself in the room. And so at night when I come back, other than just watch TV and, you know, I don't know, read my book that I brought, I need to accomplish something. So, and recording, of course. And so I practiced my trumpet and I did that. And I also am recording now. So once I record, then I will cook dinner and I'll eat. And I might open up a spreadsheet and do some more work because I'm trying to prepare for a presentation that I'm giving on Thursday. So anyway, I've accomplished a lot today. I'm going to go ahead and play a voicemail here if this works. So let's go ahead and try that.
Hi, Adam. This is Joe in Dallas.
Hi, Joe.
Longtime listener and I believe first-time caller. And I recently went to the symphony here in Dallas and thought of you, and I had a couple of questions for you because, well, as you sit there and you notice that things are going on around you, you kind of wonder, what the hell is that? So for you, I have three questions.
Oh, I don't have like Fatty. I don't have music for the question. So, hey, Big Fatty, what does it feel like when someone blatantly and shamelessly rips you off or something like that? Okay, here we go.
From the symphony. First question is, does the oboe player really have to make out with his reed the entire time he's sitting there waiting to play? Or is there anything else that could be done? Our oboist was kind of... It was almost distracting the number of times that he kind of stopped, stuck it.
I'm sure you were distracted, Joe, because of how you are. But so I'm not an oboist. So if we have any oboist listeners in the audience, please feel free to leave a voicemail and answer this question for Joe. But I'm going to speculate here, Joe. Reed instruments. So a reed instrument is any instrument that has a wooden, what they call a reed. So it's a little piece of wood, and the wood vibrates as you blow into the instrument. And so that's what actually makes the sound, the vibration of the wood. And that's why they're called, well, for the most part, why they're called woodwinds. I mean, technically a flute is a woodwind, and they do not have a reed, but And I'm sure there's a reason from back in the day that a flute's still considered a woodwind. However, it's because of this reed, and it's like a piece of bamboo, I believe is what they make it out of, and they shave it down. Obviously, they don't do this. They buy them already made, but they have to replace them quite often. A lot of times they'll break a reed and they have to replace it. And one thing that they need to do is they need to keep it moist because it sounds so dirty. They need to keep it moist because in order for it to vibrate, it needs to be moist. And so, an oboe actually is a double reed. So they actually have two reeds pinched together, and that's what makes the sound. So I'm going into too much detail here. But a lot of times, any woodwind player, but especially oboists for some reason, will lick their reed or put their reed in and out of their mouth to keep it wet, because it does need to be wet. Now, when they're not playing for long periods of time, normally an oboist especially will keep a little cup of water, and they'll put the reed in the cup of water, and that will keep it wet so they don't have to keep massaging it with their tongue. But yeah, I mean, that's a common thing for any woodwind player to do, or especially, the ones with the reeds. And so I hope that answers your question.
In his mouth, sucked on it, and then pulled it out. And that really was exactly what happened. Second question, why did the French horn players stop and turn their French horns around? My husband said, well, they must be dumping out spit, which on one hand sounded like it might have been actually a really good answer, but then they're all wearing black and nobody wants to sit with a lap full of their own spit, so I'm sure that there's another explanation.
Okay, so your husband, did you say your husband? No, I can't remember. I have really bad memory. Anyway, was absolutely right. So, well, let me correct something. We refer to it as spit, and we say we have valves on our brass instruments that allow us to release the spit, so to speak. We call them spit valves, and it's a little lever, and you pull it, and there's a little hole in the horn that's covered up, and when you pull the lever or push the lever, it opens that hole up, and then you can let out any spit. But it's not spit. It's actually condensation because of the temperature of the air that you're blowing in the horn will cause condensation on the inside of the horn. And so it's actually condensation from your breath. It is not actually spit. But French horns, the reason they're turning their horn is because the condensation gets trapped inside of all of those tubes. And in order for them to get it out, they have to rotate their horn to actually maneuver the condensation to the correct spot on their slide so they can actually release the condensation or spit. But again, it's not spit, and it's just condensation or moisture buildup. So there you go.
And thirdly, if you've ever played at the Meyerson when you lived in Dallas, did you notice that the overhang above the stage looked like the Millennium Falcon? Okay, that's pretty much it. Just wanted to call and give you some additional content, so we'll talk to you soon.
Well, thanks for the call, Joe. That was all very good. Those are very interesting questions. Well, I found them interesting. So to answer your question, I think so. So I've never played my trumpet at the Meyerson, at least I don't think so. I'm trying to think. I may have played my trumpet at the Meyerson, but I can't remember. I have sung at the Meyerson. And when I was in Turtle Creek Corral, we always sang at the Meyerson. I believe now they sing at one of the other theaters. I don't think they do the Meyerson anymore. But when I was in the Corral, we actually sang at the Meyerson. So I've sung there quite often. And I'm trying to remember. I can't remember if I felt like it was... I can't remember the answer to that question, but I have sung there, so I'll have to think about that. All right, so there are the answers to your questions. Thank you for your call. I'm trying to think what else I want to talk about. Oh, there's drama. on Twitter. So might as well talk about this because I feel like I've covered everything else, including my pocket trumpets. So on Twitter, Scotty said that I called him fat. And then several people went on to say, Archer went on to say that I must be calling him fat as well because he weighs more than Scotty does. And then Scott Sater said he had the receipts to prove that I had called Scotty fat. And then, you know, it was a whole deal, basically. And what had happened was, if you guys listen, what I said was, and I felt like I was putting my foot in my mouth a little bit, but it was too late because I had already talked about my own weight. And then Scotty called in and said that he weighed, you know, 205 or whatever. And I don't remember the order of things, but basically it was like I had already called myself fat and then Scotty weighs more than me. So there was really no way around that. I am not calling Scotty nor anyone else fat. I think that I personally weigh too much for my bone structure and my frame and my height and all of that lovely stuff. I'm not judging anyone else who weighs the same as me, less than me, more than me. I'm saying me personally, I am not happy with my weight. And so it has nothing to do with Scotty's weight. And I know Scotty just likes to pull my chain. He likes to, you know, cause me as much emotional turmoil as possible. I think that's his goal in life. But anyway, I did want to, because, you know, what the hell? I'd already talked about everything else I wanted to talk about. I wanted to mention it on the show. And then Nessa, and then after I responded with this long paragraph, basically saying exactly what I just said here. And, you know, if that was true, anytime any of us called ourselves fat or said we were overweight, we would also be dissing everyone that's the same height and weight as us. So that's not accurate, you know. And then they went on Nessa and Scotty both accused me of always apologizing for things. And Scotty said he was wondering how long it would take me to apologize. And I want to say something. I never apologized. I never said, I'm sorry. I just was explaining what happened, which is different than apologizing. And I used to, you know, back in the day when my godfather went and I went to church together. So I have godparents. I'm not Catholic, but I have godparents. And one of the things that my godfather would always get on to me about was explaining things. And he would say, like, when I did something wrong or when I did something that I thought someone would think that was wrong, he said I always came up with an excuse or an explanation rather than just owning it. But I feel like in this situation, it's deserving of an explanation because I really didn't do anything wrong. And I know all of you know that I didn't do anything wrong and that it's just, what can we do to try to make Adam apologize or make up an excuse? So there you go. And I've done it. I've just spent like 2 to 3 minutes again explaining what I did. But me personally, I feel like I'm at a weight that I don't enjoy. And that's all there is to it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call me and leave a voicemail at 479-221-9393. No. Shit. You can call me. And I can't remember what the number is. Dang it. Let's see. I'm gonna look up the website really quick. It is, 479-221-9393. And you can also find many more LGBT and LGBTQ friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.